Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to Busted Open's The Masters Class, and we have a kind of unexpected edition of The Masters Class today. And when I say it comes out of left field, you hear that a lot, and that is best of luck in your future endeavors. And that's our episode for today. And as always, class is in session with the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer, WWE Hall of Fame of the World's Strongest Man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, Mark Henry, and WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, and the greatest tag team wrestler of all time, Bully Ray. And gentlemen, one thing that a wrestler never wants to hear is best of luck in your future endeavors. Unfortunately, a group of wrestlers heard it this past Wednesday morning. Santana Garrett, Ruby Riott, Lana, Buddy Murphy, Aleister Black, Braun Strowman. So guys, and I'll start with you, Bully. I mean, geez, that is something that a pro wrestler in the WWE does not want to hear.
I don't think anybody likes to hear that they've been future endeavored. I don't think anybody likes to hear that they got released. The wrestling business is a very tough business physically, as we all know, but the mental gruel is doubly tough at times. As an independent contractor, and by the words on your contract, you can get released at any time for just about any reason. If somebody wakes up on the wrong side of the bed in a wrestling company, you can get released. They really don't need to have a reason. Now, with the WWE, it can be a variety of things. And with these recent releases, we really don't know the details. You can speculate. Maybe people were released because creatively, there was legitimately nothing for them. Maybe some people got released because there were issues with them backstage. Maybe some people got released because they genuinely wanted to be released, and then the WWE just granted it to them. You never know. It's hard to speculate about it, but nobody wants to hear it. And I think in one way, shape, or form, myself, Tommy, and Mark have dealt with a release situation. And I'm interested to hear in Tommy and Mark's stories about how they handled this adversity when it came their way.
Yeah, and Mark, I mean, you're someone who was, you know, quote-unquote, a WWE lifer, and you're, you know, expanding your horizons, going into another endeavor with another company like AEW. And I know for you, that has to be tough to do, especially with being with one place for so long.
It is, in a sense. And then there's also a point where it's not. In my case, I was not fired. I was not released. I was not let go. I was not future endeavored. I decided to leave because I had ambition to do more. And I wanted to do more, and I had a conversation that spawned, yes, it's time to try to do that. And the hard part of it is, you know, sometimes it's easier when you're angry. I wasn't angry. They weren't angry with me. I mean, there was a lot of pleasantries between us, you know, going out. You know, like, man, go rock it, man. Go kill it. I know down the road we'll probably be calling you. All right, man, I'll take your call. That's the way it ended. It's not like that for a lot of people. You know, it wasn't a sense. Now, they wanted me to sign a 5-year deal that I wasn't comfortable with for what the money was, and I still was not going to be able to do all the things that I know I can do really well, that I've proven to do for free. So, I mean, it's just, it wasn't fair for me to, not fair like boo, who is me, but I'm saying there are other people that have jobs that have benefited from my work. And I didn't even get it so much as, hey, Mark, man, thank you for helping me with that. Nothing. So I had to take my ball and go.
Mark, just curious, with your time in the company, what was it, 15 years, 20 years? How long were you with the company?
25 years.
25 years. Did anything ever happen to you while you were there that resembled a release? Like, did they ever send you home for a period of time, or did you ever need to cool your jets? Anything that ever, you know, could be like a release, and how'd you feel about it?
Yeah, well, I was telling you in the break, like, it would have been hard to fire me because I was the first person with a guaranteed deal in the WWE. It had never been done. Not Taker, not Shawn, nobody. And that's, you said it best. What you negotiate is what I gave up my life as a strong man. I was the best on the planet. I was gave up my life as a power lifter. I was the best on earth. I gave my life up as a weightlifter. I placed in the top 10 in the Olympics at 19. Don't you think by the time I was 35, I would have won one or got close? I gave up my life. So you had to pay me for that. And that was the difference between me and other talents. And more people knew who I was globally than probably 80% of the wrestlers on the planet. So it was just the fact that Vince recognized that this dude's got a lot of personality. He's obviously not shy. And people respect him when he talks. We need somebody like that on our roster. And I did it all. The 6 o'clock in the morning TV shows to promote, to market, all of the Special Olympics, all of the Boys and Girls Club. Hey, Mark, we need you. I was the upfront guy. I was not just a wrestler. I did multiple jobs while I was there. So I felt like I deserved to be paid more. I mean, that's not out of realm of a possibility. I can prove to you what I did. I have executives from all of those entities. They reach out to me. Hey, Mark, can you come to our Jewel event and do this and do that? Yeah, I'd love to. Call my agent, call my manager, and work out the payment and the travel and everything. Crickets. People don't want to pay. Everybody wants something, but nobody wants to pay. So all this going forward, people that call me and ask me for stuff, there's a price with it. I have kids. I'm going to die one day, and I want to leave a substantial nest egg to my kids. So when they decide to go to college or not, or whatever they choose to do, they won't be like I was. My mom never made more than $12,000 in a year. We were poor, bro. The lights got cut off. There was no water in the house sometimes. I came up really fucking hard. And all I ask is for my work, you pay me. It's the only way that you can coexist. Some of these guys and girls that got released, they probably got money in the bank. But you also have expenditures. When they get 6 months out from today, they're going to look at their account and go, oh, shoot, I got to slow down. I've been there. I pray that they've been up on their payments to the IRS. Mm-hmm. I wrote $1 million check to the IRS before in my youth from being stupid and not paying. Thank God I was able to write a check for $1 million. Thank God. Otherwise, my ass would have went to jail. And then I had to really work. I had to really grind, build my account back up. Like, people don't realize when you get released, there's a lot more that goes into it than your ego or your feelings. It's about the math. It's about what you do to make sure that your existence is going to keep going. And that was my thing. My thing was monetary. I'm a big dude. Even though I'm 335 pounds and I have probably about 22% body fat, they list me as morbidly obese. Every month, I pay $2,700 for insurance for my family. When you work for an organization and they know who you are, what you are, what's going on, you would think that, oh, let's take that into consideration. Hey, we'll pay for your insurance. I've never had that. I had to do it. I'm an independent contractor that didn't get treated like an independent contractor sometimes. But most of the time, you better do that yourself. Savings. That's up to you. You don't have retirement as an independent contractor.
No pension.
So I'm hoping that all of these guys and girls that have been released over the last 3 years, it's been a lot. If you look at all the people that have been released over the last 3 years, it's enough to have a company. You can have a really good company.
Yeah.
Of the people that have been released.
You know, Tommy, you know, piggybacking off of the comments from Mark, like, have you heard those words from the WWE, best of luck in your future endeavors?
No, not really. When I joined ECW, my life is kind of like you find out things like a murder mystery where you find out all the information about what happened where you didn't really realize it. When I first went to WWE during the invasion, the wrestling bubble had burst. And, you know, they had asked me to be in the office and I was like, I'm 29 years old. I want to wrestle. I'm like, you know, thought it was a big deal in ECW. Cool. I had a 2.5 year run in WWE and they're like, well, we're going to put you in the office. We'd like you to be there. Johnny is there. John Laurinaitis, Jim Ross is there. But I think Johnny is now getting ready to take over Jim Ross's spot. Johnny is prepping me for this. I find out they kind of wanted me to be like Johnny before the Johnny because I did that role in ECW. I find this out later. And, oh, yeah, by the way, your wife is pregnant with twins. There's no Impact Wrestling. There's no other wrestling companies out there. So it's like, if you don't like this, creative has nothing for you. But you know what? And I always say this, he was the most honest boss I ever had was Jim Ross. He told me this. We have, if not, we're just going to let you go. So I said, okay, I'll take the job in the office. Fast forward, ECW comes back. Now you're full-time wrestler. Doing all that again in WWE. And I realize that it's just not in the cards for me here. And I think for all of us, it's our dream job to be in the WWE. And you're making money left and right. And then it's, I'm not happy. I can't put a price tag on my happiness. I'm literally feel like I'm worthless because they're just beating me all the time. They're beating me just to beat me. My contract's coming up. I go to Vince. Another thing that I don't think the newer talent get, myself, Bully, and Mark all have a pretty damn good relationship with Vince, or we're at least able to talk to our boss. And I tell him, Vince, here's the deal. Here's facts. ECW, the new ECW, highest rated guy every year, Tommy Dreamer. My contract's coming up. I want to do this. I'm giving you the option. If you want me to win the title, cool, because I want to prove to you that I could be the face of a brand, because here's the ratings. Here's what the fans want. If not, then I lose and I won't ever wrestle here ever again. We do the angle. The angle works. As soon as I lost the title, the next night I lost to Christian. The next week I wasn't on TV. The next week I was in a six-man, and I knew I was back in the same position. And I said, that's it for me. I literally knew I was done in Boston, Massachusetts, in the TD Water Center place. And I was just like, I don't want to be here anymore. And I started planning my exit. And then I went, and I went to Johnny. I said, listen, man, I don't want to work here anymore. This isn't what there. I could not put a price on my own personal happiness. And I wasn't making the money that I was, because I already, in the 3 months that I was there, ate up my downside, and it was costing me my own money to go to work for the WWE. I get a check to be at TV for $500, hotel for 2 nights, rental car for 2 nights, food for 2 nights. Beulah would say, you know, you made $50 working for WWE these last 2 nights. And I was just like, no, well, things are going to turn around. And I just saw the writing on the wall. And then so I left. I bet on myself. Thankfully, Bully was in Impact Wrestling. He had sent, told Dixie, hey, you should look into this guy. And listen, I've had after meeting with Dixie, I had a long, long run in wrestling. For every wrestler that's gotten released, it sucks, but you'll all be okay. The wrestling business is much different. And, you know, also talking about, you know, and I say this, I learned this from my father. Every month, every single check I ever got, I would take 10% out and put it in a different bank account. Literally, if I got paid $20, I put $2 in. This has been my entire career. And I've told wrestlers this all the time. When I left WWE, I had that 10% of what I made in a different, which also was gaining interest. And I also had other properties, and my house was paid and all these other things. I didn't have the financial run of a Mark Henry or a Bully Ray. I did good. But even Mark and I were talking about, I have two kids that want to go to college, and I did their first college visit. I have twins. That's about $150,000 a year. That was my downside when I went to WWE. And I'm not in my profitable years anymore. So, but just think about that. When you're single is one thing, or if you're married, eventually you're going to have kids and be like, kids are expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
And that $150,000 that you're literally could make at a pay-per-view or a WrestleMania, that could pay for your kid's education for a year, as opposed to, oh, I'm going to buy a $100,000 car that depreciates the moment it happens. And I've done well. I feel I always have an opportunity in the wrestling business until I don't want one. And then, I mean, you also look at all of us, like we're doing the number one show on Sirius XM, a bunch of wrestlers. But why? Because wrestling is so loved and popular. Jim Ross said the greatest thing to me, Tommy, you wore many hats in ECW. That's a good thing. Literally from setting up the ring, refereeing, all that stuff. There's other aspects of professional wrestling that can help you in the real world. I was an executive in a publicly traded company. And those talents, being able to speak, has gotten us all jobs. But also, like, hey, being able to help other wrestlers, like, be producers and all that has helped us all throughout our careers. Don't just be single-minded and say, like, I'm a pro wrestler. That's all I'm going to be. Because for everybody, there's someone called a Father Time, and he wins all the time.
Every time.
So, Bully, undefeated. For you, and he's definitely undefeated, but Bully, for you, did you necessarily hear those words, best of luck in your future endeavors, or was there a point where it's like, well, I'm sitting here, I'm in the prime of my career, and I'm not being used. Was there ever that frustration level for you?
Nope. As a matter of fact, we were overused. Vince McMahon actually pulled me and Devon on the side in early 2005 and said, I have oversaturated you on TV like almost no other talent here. Go take a break. Go home. Go take a vacation. I will pay you to sit home. Because we had done so much, and creative legitimately just didn't have anything else for us to do, because me and Devon just got to the point where we were just eating up other teams, because we had been lucky enough to achieve a certain level of success and being over with the crowd that no matter who they threw with us, it worked while they were with us. But then when they had to go off on their own, it didn't work so much. So me and Devon are sitting home. One night Stan rolls around. We go back, we do One Night Stand with Dreamer and Sandman. We all know what a big success that show was. And me and Devon were right in the middle of a contract negotiation at the time. And we were real close to coming to an agreement, but we couldn't exactly agree on numbers at the time. Me and Devon felt that we had earned more, which I think Tommy and Mark would vouch for me and Devon's work ethic that... When it came to busting our ass in the ring, we were worth every penny and maybe one penny more. The WWE at that time was making some legitimate cuts, and they wanted us to take a little bit less, and we just weren't willing to take less. And me and Devon always knew that we could do this any place on the planet that we wanted to, and we didn't need the Dudley name. So what had happened was we had agreed with the WWE to let the contracts run out. Thank you. Thank you. Best of luck to you. Best of luck to you. See you down the road. Maybe we'll work with one another again. As a matter of fact, I still have the email from Vince McMahon that told me, Bubba, the door is always open for you guys in the future. Now, that Black Monday or Black Friday or whatever the term was, and you guys, what was it, Dave? Black Monday, Black Friday?
Fat Friday. They fired you.
Yeah. Oh, stop. Gotcha.
Fat Friday? Fat Friday.
Fat Friday, Bubba Ray Dudley released.
Bully, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You said that you guys were never fired, and you wish that it would have been said that way, that, you know, we parted ways with the Dudleys, but they are not a part of the cuts. How did that affect you? And did you ever feel like the company should have said that over you saying that?
You see, Mark, what had happened was when that Black Friday came along and all those names popped up, like we just saw all the names popped up this past Wednesday, mm-hmm. Our names were lumped into the releases. But we never got released.
I thought there you got was fired.
No, I know. Never happened.
There's
an actual blurb. There was an actual blurb on WWE.com that said the Dudley boys and WWE have agreed to, you know, not, you know, continue to negotiate a future, you know, contract. They put something up, but because that Black Friday thing hit and our names got lumped into that, people thought that we got released. And now to answer your question, Mark, how did that affect me? It affected me and Devon a lot because fuck you. You don't fire me and Devon. That's how we looked at it, because we were workhorses for that company. We knew what we did, and we believed that we deserved a little bit more clarity in the fact that, hey, we've just agreed to part ways now and, you know, see you down the road. So the perception that was out there was, hey, you guys got released. Never happened. And 10 years later.
Then.
And
I remember this, but I'm telling you, I remember because I worked with Johnny and I worked in the office, and we get these corporate emails where they basically tell you everyone who is let go from the company and your name is in that. And I do remember this now that you're telling me, but like, I thought for all these years, like, oh, they fired you all. But nope. I know this because now I also remember you and I start thinking about names, and you come up with all these different, you know, instead of the Dudley boys, all that stuff. But wow. Like, yeah, man. It's, I don't want to say it's psychological, but like, look at Bully's answer. F you didn't fire me. Whenever people say, like, when, you know, Tommy Dreamer was let go from the WWE, I'm like, no, I quit from them. I was no longer happy in something that I loved my whole life. And I just, like, I was hating wrestling and I had to get away from it. I don't hate the WWE. I don't. I love it. At times I wish I was still there, but I just couldn't exist in that environment.
And Dave, when me and Devon got the phone, Devon got the phone call first. And then Devon called me immediately to let me know that I was getting the call. And Johnny Ace called me. And I wish I had a tape recording of that phone call, because I'd let you play it live on Busted Open. I eviscerated him. I destroyed him. I said everything that you think I would say to somebody who is lumping my name into the releases. And then to hear, well, you know, I could get you some work in Japan. We don't need you to get us work in Japan. We'll be just fine on our own. And that's why the words "my way" are inscribed on my Hall of Fame ring. Because I needed nobody but me and my partner to ever succeed in this business. And we did what Alexander the Great did. We conquered every fucking territory on the planet. So how dare you lump us in with people to get released? When you get released by the WWE, it's kind of the WWE saying, we don't have anything for you anymore. We're throwing you to the wayside. And that's what was difficult for me and Devon to deal with, because we weren't thrown by the wayside. We actually shook hands with them and agreed to work again down the road. And 10 years later, we did.
Yeah, and so let's go and fast forward now to what just took place this past
And wait, Dave,
Wednesday.
I just want to, one ahead. Thing, we just interviewed Mickie James on Wednesday too. How mad were you when you said her name was lumped in there?
I was
literally
angry
told
because
a girl, and she started breaking down from your perspective. Now you're listening to some from the wrestler's perspective. That's the brilliance of this podcast.
Well, and that's the thing, Bully, really quick, is that, you know...
No, Dave, I just got to get this out. I just got to get this out so people listening know. When you hear me speak the way I speak, it is not ego. It is strictly confidence in knowing that what we have done. Our Facts. Track record speaks for itself. As we talked about with Mark on the air, you know, about patting yourself on the back every once in a while, that's just the way it is. Every once in a while, you should pat yourself on the back, because not enough people pat each other on the back in this business. So, like I said, it's not ego. It's just facts.
And Mark, I think you would agree. It's like what Bully just said. It's facts. So when Tommy and I were talking to Mickie James earlier this week, like I said to Mickie James, because she was in tears talking about the end of her run with the WWE, where, you know, I reminded her, unfortunately, she was enhancement talent. Unfortunately, she was waiting in the ring coming back from break. This is somebody who is a six-time world champion. There's only three women wrestlers in the history of the WWE that had more championship reigns than Mickie James. Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, and Trish Stratus, who in the eyes of the WWE is the greatest women performer of all time. And then at number four, it's Mickie James, and she's waiting in the ring. And when the release happens, she's lumped in with other names that just got released. Like, that to me is a slap in the face, because that name should be talked about Hall of Fame, not see you later, as Bully described, being dumped by the wayside.
Dave, but you know, I'm the solutions guy.
Yes.
I've said that from the first week that I got on this program 3.5 years ago, whatever it was. The solution is we're independent contractors, right?
Yep.
You know what they did with Andre? They couldn't have Andre on the show every week. They loaned him out to Japan. They loaned him out to WCW. They loaned him out to Impact. Power. They long Bully and Devon right now could still be contracted wrestlers with the WWE, but on a loan out agreement. Everywhere they can go make money. When we need you for a big event, we're gonna call you in. It supersedes everything else you're doing. Okay, cool. We'll do that. And that's the solution. But it's not the reality. AEW does it. Impact is doing it. MLW is doing it. New Japan is doing it. Why would the WWE not do loan out agreements? Because of control. They control the narrative. They control the purse string. They control the wrestler. And it's not bad for the talent to be able to say, I would like to go and make some money this week. If I'm not booked, if your creative does not have anything for me, I'm going to take this booking in Japan. I'm going to take this booking on Impact. Should be able to legally. You should be able to. But because the pro wrestling business is a business where the narrative is controlled by a group, you can also be buried. And if you're buried, you can lose to a guy with one leg like Zach Gowen beat Big Show. Then we were sent to Louisville. Hey guys, we want y'all to get in better condition, get in shape. That's great. That's honorable. But as an independent contractor, I could have said no. You hired me for who I am. If my work rate is not good for you, then fire me. I had a guaranteed deal. I didn't have to go, but I went because that was the best thing I felt like for me to do to get myself back into good graces. So there's the wrestling business is the most complicated business in the world as it relates to sports and as it relates to entertainment. Hollywood people look at a WWE contract and go, holy shit. That's what they're doing?
It's the second worst contract on the planet. Only worst contract in the world is the music industry 360 deal. I've had several attorneys look at my wrestling contracts. They look at you like, oh, you're fucking nuts if you sign this. But that's the nature of the beast. And we all kind of, it's like the mafia, which really doesn't exist.
No, it's a myth.
That don't exist.
You know? And Mark talked about control. I always bring this line up from this song, Dave. It's all about the game and how you play it. It's all about control and if you can take it. You think that line is in that song for just a happenstance? Go ahead, Tommy.
Dave, you worked in the NFL Network. My biggest thing, my ultimate goal when I ever win the lottery, Mark Henry did 25 years in the WWE. Bully did how many years in the WWE?
7.
Okay. The NFL, after what, 3 or 5 years, you get a pension. They also pay for your medical for the rest of your life. Mark Henry should have a pension for him and his family for his battered, broken down, beaten body. I know what I'd want to do. And you can't restrict people the way they're restricted and then not take care of them at the end. I hope in my lifetime before I die, that changes. If this Nick Khan person is coming in to do this, it has to be. The fact that Peacock Network is airing all wrestlers' stuff, and I bet you every person who's on the Peacock Network, because they're part of a SAG or AFTRA, they get residuals every time that stuff airs. We get nothing.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL, just after 3 years,
3 years.
So after 3 years on and they active prorated, roster, or even IR, you get the full pension.
And they prorate it for every year that you're there after. Think of what
a separate.
Mark Henry literally should not have to work another day of his life for the work that he did for 25 years.
You know, from a perception point of view, the WWE is the company that puts smiles on people's faces. They keep doing these releases. There's not going to be many smiles on people's faces. And all that they're doing is making AEW look like a bigger babyface company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it probably doesn't matter to the WWE and the gazillion dollars that they have. And listen, I understand releases. I get them. They happen all the time.
And I'm some are necessary.
Exactly. Listen, there's a couple of let's
be honest. WWE is entitled to release some people. There's some people that hell, I wanted them to release because I was tired of seeing their ass in the locker room.
From a business point of view, Santana Garrett, were they doing anything with her?
Well, I from everything I heard, she was going to get moved up to SmackDown. Now, what that meant something or not, I don't know. But yes, I get your point. Lana, you can make the same kind of case.
But when you look at, like to me, the one that I don't understand, Buddy Murphy. I would never get rid of Buddy Murphy.
Hell no.
Listen, with the Alistair situation, you can... Hey, maybe it has to do with his wife and they were still pissed off. I think even you and Tommy talked about it this past week. Who knows? I told you, Dave, they get you just like the mafia gets you. If they're pissed off with you at you, they screw with your family at times. Who knows? That's why when the WWE sent that tweet out that they released everybody, I immediately quote tweeted it and said, you are all more than welcome to come on Busted Open anytime you want so you can tell your side of the story. I want to hear from the boys what went wrong. The same way we had the Iconics on and they told us what they thought happened and they still don't know.
It's frustrating. It's hard to hear, but those words, and you see it all the time in the world of the WWE, best of luck in your future endeavors. Guys, thank you so much, Bully, Tommy, Mark. This was another episode of Busted Opens the Masters Class. Make sure that you rate, comment, and subscribe. We're available on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Pandora. And make sure you listen to Busted Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.